Rebuilding Ruins is a podcast aimed at tackling heart issues. Let's jump straight to the deep end, because who has time to be sitting in the shallow? We will delve into scripture and use that as our foundational truth, in which we talk all things that have affected women, past, present, and future. So get your tools, ladies. We ride at dawn.
Welcome to an episode of Rebuilding Ruins.
Guys, I just got done filming my live prayer session. That was intense. That was so intense. God is so good. Oh my goodness. If you didn't catch it, what a healing moment it was. When I do my prayer sessions, when I was doing this week's prayer sessions, I was determined to not do anything scripted. So I didn't pre-plan what the prayer session was going to be about or anything. Verses, I wanted it all to be organic. And there's nothing that is more important to me than authenticity and being genuine. So when I do my podcast, when I do my lives, I'm doing things. I do my best to do it organic. And yes, a lot of times I like type things up just so I have a structured point by point, because I have a horrible tendency of like rambling and straying off. And so I'm like, okay, I really need to make sure that I'm staying direct and to the point, especially when I'm filming things and my kids are around, because it's so easy for me to get distracted. And I'm like, okay, what was that? Or, so if I have my outline or my script out, then I can easily, just stay on task. And even, it helps me out. But for my prayer sessions, I was like, I really just want to see what the Lord's heart is in that moment. And I'll be honest, I had lost so much of that along the way. And I felt at various points of my life that I'm good at feeling situations out or feeling people out. So, I could feel the atmosphere and just kind of get a sense of what God's heart is or the direction that we're moving. And I would always get it confirmed that, yes, this is what the direction we should go or whatever. Like, it was always confirmed one way or the other. And when I had gone through this last 10 years, I had surrendered a lot of that. It was hard for me to pray out loud. And I used to be able to do that. Just praying out loud was just practice that came natural to me. But when I had gone through that season, it felt like there was almost like a muzzle over my mouth. I had really come into agreement with a lot of lies in that season of my life. Where I felt like my prayers didn't really mean anything. It was just kind of like, I just struggled a lot with disappointment and just feeling like they were just, my prayers are just falling on deaf ears, And my prayers were more out of a place of desperation and not authority. Like, I need to take authority on this. Like, I am not going to deal with this. I'm not going to deal with these feelings. I'm not going to deal with the atmosphere that's happening, the shifting in my home. I'm going to, go to engage in warfare. And there has always been this war on my voice, and I've always felt that in one way or the other. And so I knew that God was taking me out of that season. You know, sometimes when the Lord takes you through a season of intense stripping and, you know, he is really purging, like taking a lot of things away that has been weighing you down throughout your life, a lot of lies. And so you kind of come to a place where it's like, you know, the saying do or die. It's like, okay, if I keep going in this direction, like, you know, something's got to break, and it's going to break one direction or the other. Either you're going to just bend and give yourself completely over and just, you know, numb yourself, or, you know, be in full survival mode, or just die to who you were meant to be. You're just going to let that die. You're just going to give up and just let it go and just completely give yourself over to the defeat. We all kind of find ourselves in those crossroads. And sometimes a fighter is born and it's like, no, I can't go down like this. I have kids that are watching me. I've seen the people that I've come across in my life. I've seen a life of defeat, and I don't want that. It actually terrifies me. I knew that if I just fully surrendered to this defeat or this victim mentality, my soul was going to just be completely crushed and fragmented, and I would just be always live as a shell of who I was meant to be. I would be entrenched in anger, bitterness, fear, discouragement, self-hatred, all those things. Just, they're all married to each other. You know, my son, he had Lyme disease. A few of my kids did. And you don't just get Lyme. Lyme is the main, but you get a bunch of co-infections that come along with it. And it's the same thing in the spirit realm. You don't just get discouragement. You get a bunch of other things that come along with it. Sin isn't just like, you're not just dealing with one little, okay, I'm battling anxiety. There's a bunch of other feelings that come along with anxiety, fear, feeling like you're less than, not enough, confusion. You know, there's a bunch of other infections to sin that come along with it. So you never just get one thing. You get a bunch of different things, because that's how the enemy works. And it's the same thing with God. You know, when we receive and start cultivating the fruits of the Spirit, it all goes together. It's all married and joined together. So you're getting. And even though you may be, you know, a little weaker in one area and stronger in another, but, you know, it all just flows together, you know. So I had found myself at that place. And, you know, so I kind of think it's funny that God called me to do a podcast, because I'm like, never saw myself doing a podcast. That's funny. But for real, are we doing a podcast? Oh my God, I still am like, what am I doing? Not yet. What? But you know what? It has been a source of healing and finding my voice again, regaining my strength. It's almost like this podcast has been like a gym, a spiritual gym for me of sorts, where it's like, you know, God's like, your voice means something. It was so funny because before I did my podcast, I kept the song Across the Universe from the Beatles kept popping in my head. So for like weeks, I kept like Across the Universe, that song was just like going on in my head. I'm like, what the heck? What does that even mean? And so then I'm going grocery shopping at Sam's Club and it's playing in the store. And I'm just sitting there like, you know, singing along to it. I'm like, wait a minute. Is this Across the Universe? Oh my gosh. I'm like, you know, when things like that happen, when I just like, when a song pops in my head just randomly, I always am like, God, are you talking to me? Are you trying to say something to me? And then I hear it randomly somewhere else and I'm just like, okay, I feel like you're sending me a message. I just felt like that was him, like, I am going to, you know, put you out there again. It's time for you to step out. And it was an ongoing conversation between my husband and I because he's like, you should do the – and I was like, you know, I shared about this in a previous episode where I was just like, no, I'm – that like, actually, I'm offended that you would even say that because I have no time for a podcast. Like, I have 10 kids, you crazy man. The heck are you thinking? And so – here I am. I felt like the Lord somehow tricked me into this. You know, where you have like this moment where you're like, I am so motivated right now. I'm going to cross some things off my list. Like, I'm finally going to get healthy. You know, you go to the gym and, you know, you're just like, and once you get into your little health journey, you're like, oh my God, what did I just sign up for? Now the excitement just wore out and you're dealing with the reality of it. Like, oh, okay, I'm committed now. I just got to walk through this. Okay, cool. That's where I'm at. Oh my God, what am I doing? I love it though. I love it. I do. Through this, I feel like the Lord is just really restoring a lot that I've surrendered throughout these years. A lot of, the insignificance of my voice, battling, feeling like nobody really cares about what I have to say. I've been feeling that. That feeling was something that was with me since I was a kid. It was a feeling that was birthed since I was a kid. Like what I had to say didn't really matter, you know. And yet looking back, and it felt so – that feeling was so powerful in me that I kind of learned to just stop expressing my feelings because I felt like they just didn't really matter. And it was just, it would either cause a fight or it would hurt somebody's feelings. So it kind of trained me to just be quiet and stuff it down and not share anything. And, but at the same time, there was that other side of the coin where at church or whatever, I was like encouraged, like, wow, you really are amazing prayer warrior, or, you know, you have a gift. You know, my aunt was a component in that encouragement or just putting this emphasis on the importance of my voice. And so there was this tandem warfare that was happening during that time between me battling how insignificant my voice was, and then on the other side of the coin, how important it is. And so I think, you know, our feelings are never like 100% black or white. There's always that nuance, like gray area in between. And trying to really decide what the truth is, like, my voice is only important in certain arenas, but not overall. Like, so that was kind of how I had come to grips with that, but still always uncertain about my voice. And so I, in doing this, so, you know, what's pushed me or motivated me to do this prayer challenge was I was listening to this, and I shared more in depth how I got to this point on my previous episode, my one, oh gosh, it's the Invitation to Mobilization, that one. I had listened to this message by Isa Igindibada. Oh gosh, I messed up her name. I did it. People do it to me all the time, so it's okay. But she's like this Nigerian queen, a prayer warrior. My God, everything she says, it involves depths and levels to scripture that it blows my mind. And so I'm listening to her and I was like, oh my gosh, she prays for like 3 hours minimum. Forget it. I'm not even, I don't even think I love God. Like, what? The conviction level was like, whoa, I was so inspired by that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going for it. And I'm like, what do you say for 3 hours? Like, how? A lot of it for me was like praying in the spirit. A lot of it, I was making everything holy in my house. Washing the dishes became a prayer time. Changing a diaper, doing laundry right before I went to bed. You know, I was trying to sneak it in. I'm like, dang, 3 hours. Like, that would mean I would have to wake up at like 5 in the morning. So yeah, 5 to sneak in too. So I was kind of trinkle it in, but I was trying to be more conscious and aware. I was trying to practice praying without ceasing. Okay, I'm going to tell you my results after this week. I will definitely say I feel like I had in a solid 2 hours of prayer a day. Yeah, that's probably shameful. Honestly, I don't know, but 2 hours, okay, and at least, that was probably my minimum, for sure. Guys, I felt the Lord was so confirming so many things. I felt like the veil of heaven was so much thinner. I feel like I can really access that, you know, much more thinner and closer than what it was before. For sure. The connection was there. You know, like the intimacy level was so much closer. Like, I didn't feel like I had to really fight to get into his presence like what I usually sometimes had to battle. Like, oh, Lord, what do I say? I'm so sorry. Da-da-da. You know, I don't know. I felt like we were just kind of like in constant communication in a lot of ways, which was a great feeling to have. I didn't feel like there was like that reintroduction point. And I really want to just stay in that place. And so I'm going to hold to that. I really want to just grow my prayer life. I really do. That is so vital and so important. As a parent, as a wife, as a husband, in as an employer, as a business owner, I don't know how many breakthroughs we had had because of praying and fasting. And I never felt the Lord calling me to fast so much than in this season. It's literally sometimes like back to back. And I'm like, no, why are you okay? No, never mind. This is an invitation to go deeper. This is an invitation for greater breakthrough, for greater release. And you know, it'll be funny because like, I don't know. We were discouraged about finances and, you know, sometimes it as a contractor, you're waiting on a check forever. You're like, man, we worked for that. We labored for that. It would be nice to get it because, you know, we're starting to, oh, we're starting to go underwater. And so we were having those moments and I just felt peace. And I was telling my husband, it's going to be okay. The check is going to be there. It's going to be there. It's going to be fine. And I was just, he fell asleep. I was like praying over him until he fell asleep. You know, our husbands that work hard and commit themselves to family, pray over your husbands. They're going through some things, you know, and we're going through some things. We all need prayer. But so pray for each other. That is the greatest gift you can give. Sometimes when you don't know what to say is the best thing to do. When you're in the middle of an argument and you guys are about to get to that point where it's going to be like, you know, nah. But maybe you guys aren't like that. When you put an Irish and a Puerto Rican together, it turns into like McGregor and whoever else he's fighting in the MMA ring. But oh, it's a lively group over here. But, you know, I was just praying over him while he was falling asleep. And I could just feel the Lord's peace. And I think that is just, the access feels so much more tangible. The access to his peace, the access to his rest, the access to his joy just feels so much more available when you're living in a state of constant communication with the Lord. I felt like the scriptures gave me, like reading the Bible gave me so much more awareness and clarity as to what the Lord was really trying to say. And it is so important to me that when I'm reading the Bible, I'm not taking anything out of context. I'm not trying to twist a story to kind of fit my narrative or, you know, like I really want to take it for face value. And so I'm really trying to learn how to, study the word in a deeper way, like looking things up in the concordance. What does the Greek say? And what does the Hebrew word for this mean? And what other verses correspond with this? Because I feel like I feel the weight when I'm sharing anything scriptural that it needs to be, I feel the onus to be accurate. I want to do the scriptures justice. I don't want to make a mockery of the scripture. I don't want to twist it and conform it. And I think we've seen that happen so many times with the prosperity gospel and even with the fire and brimstone time period, if you guys grew up in that, you know. And so I don't want to do that. Like I want to fully understand, and I know I'm not going to always get it right. I want to be able to come back and say, hey, I was off on this, or I didn't quite get that right. But, you know, there is that weight that I feel that I had, that there is a responsibility to making sure the scripture is exactly how God intended it for it to be spoken and not, you know, crazy. But anyways, yeah, so I kind of just wanted to make this episode more about my heart, about the podcast, about the prayer challenge, how the results that I had from that. I do intend on going deeper into that. I'm the live streaming every day, twice a day, was intense. And I know like my morning / afternoon sessions were not as lengthy as my evening ones, but that was a challenge. I love challenges. It was very fruitful, but yes. So, and even that, it was like, I want to know what the Lord has for this moment. So when I would sit down and try to hear from the Lord and pray, meditate, a lot of that was coming out of the time that I was doing devotions with my kids every morning. And so, yeah, just being authentic is very important to me, and being genuine and honest. And the discouragement was always waiting around the corner for me after the lives. There was like two episodes or two live sessions that I did that the audio made. No, I think it was three. Yeah, I think it was three. Oh, man. The music was so loud, you can't even hear a word I said. I was like, man, oh man, that was probably the best one. This last one was definitely wow. And that one, the audio came out fabulous on. But this other one that I had filmed, I was like, no, oh my gosh. I was seriously about to say, what a waste. I felt like the Holy Spirit just slapped his hand on my mouth. I was like, don't you dare say that. Don't say that it was a waste. Like, it made me understand that there is such a importance on the words that we're speaking. And so I was like, okay, I'm not going to. It was fruitful. Any time that I spent with the Lord is fruitful. And you know what? Maybe that session was for me. Maybe it wasn't to be shared. Maybe it was just for me. But I left it up to show that I did show up. I left the crappy sessions up to show that, ladies and gentlemen, this girl showed up. I didn't want it to be like, oh, there is no live on this day and this day. And I think on YouTube, I didn't upload all of them. On my Facebook, they're all there because I started off doing them on just Facebook. And then I realized that I can do them simultaneously on both platforms. So I was kind of figuring things out as I was going along. And I wanted to have music in those sessions because, you know, that just kind of gives it a whole different element. And so trying to figure out the music, that was a whole other thing. So I had a lot of challenges and not a lot of time to figure those out either, because I was like, oh man, I'm starting at 9 o'clock. And a lot of times I was late for my lives. But one thing I was really trying to be diligent about was not giving in to discouragement, because I know that is my biggest nemesis, is discouragement, because I'm going to want to quit. That's just my MO, okay? So after I filmed this session and it came out horrible, I usually would just be like, and that's a sign. I'm done. I'm out of here. Nobody can even hear it. And this is a waste. And so I did not feel, I felt it waiting for me. I felt it knocking on the door of my heart. And I was like, this girl not going to go there. Oh, no, honey. So I said, no, I'm not going there. I'm not going into discouragement. And that was actually one of my prayer focuses the following morning. And if you're watching on YouTube, you're going to have to check out my Facebook because it's all on there. I should just upload it on my YouTube too so that you guys can hear it. Maybe on my Spotify should. I'm going to definitely put on my last prayer session on, you know, like Spotify, Apple, and that's the other, you know, all the other platforms that I'm on, audio. Because that one, oh my gosh, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I mean, that was fire. That was fire. But anyways, and I really think that that would be a blessing because I swear I did not pre-plan that one. And all I kept thinking about was the crucifixion of Jesus. I've been thinking – that's been on my heart a lot lately. And I'm really just – I've been kind of bouncing between reading the portion of Jesus' crucifixion and the life of David. Like I keep bouncing back. And now the story, the life of Daniel, is kind of popping in my head. And I really want to press in to those three figures, the life of Jesus, the life of David, and the life of Daniel. I don't know if there's some kind of convergence of those three stories, but I will let you know if I find anything out as the Lord reveals. But I will say I may stick with just doing a live. Oh, and my Instagram too, I was posting. But I think I will stick with doing one like live prayer focus on my social media. And then the prayer session, I might just do like a live. I don't know. I'm going to just see what the Lord puts on my heart and I'll announce it as He leads. I really am just, I'll just, whatever He throws in my path, I'll just walk in it because why not? I already got 10 kids. Might as well do this, that, and the other. But guys, I am excited to announce that we are having a special guest on my show next week, and she has such an amazing testimony. So I wanted to throw that out there, but yeah, it's gonna give a lot of hope and freedom to many of you out there that found themselves in such discouraging situations. So that's going to be powerful. So you guys are not going to want to miss that one. But overall, I'm definitely going to encourage you guys out there, increase your prayer life. If you don't know what to pray, pray in the Spirit. If you don't know how to pray in the Spirit, put on a worship song because that would help me break into. But don't just listen to it, like engage with the song. So if you're singing like Amazing Grace, like really engage with it and meditate on all the ways the Lord has extended grace and how that has followed you all the days of your life. Cause that is amazing. But and so either sing your prayers through worship or pray in the Spirit or pray the scriptures. Oh my gosh, Psalms are such great prayers. First and Second Timothy, amazing prayers. Galatians, great prayers. James, yes, pray James too. There's a lot of great scriptures there to really, in praying like more wisdom, revelation, increase of faith. And just, I've also been having a burden to pray for our children because they really need our prayers. And parents need so much prayers too, especially fighting discouragement, fighting being exhausted. So that's pretty much going to wrap up this episode. I just kind of wanted to share more. I feel like many of you guys were seeing me like almost every day, twice a day. So you're probably like, girl, and now you're filming a podcast. So, but anyways, I just wanted to kind of share what my experience was with prayer, increasing it. Do it, do it, do it, do it. You won't regret it. It's going to be rocky at first. I'm 7 days in and yes, I still have rocky moments. I feel like there'll be like a flow the more. It's a practice. It is such a practice. It'll be more effortless. I'm going to upload all my prayer sessions that or live from Facebook, even the bad ones. I'm going to do them all. I showed up. I did. Even when it was horrific. And I think that's the point. Show up no matter what. And don't give in to discouragement. Don't do it. Battle against it. Fight against it. I don't care how horrible the sound was. I don't care. I don't care what it is that God's calling you to do. It is not going to be perfect. If God's calling you to quit your job or be a stay-at-home mom or start a church or any of those things, it's not going to be like such – it could be. It could be like this perfectly smooth transition and effortless and there's no awkwardness. But it could also just start off like really rocky and bumpy. And maybe the Lord's just trying to teach you, stick with it, stick with it. Don't get discouraged. I am so proud of you for saying yes. I'm so proud of your commitment to this and don't give up. So just take that to heart. Carry that with you. Cling to that. Cling to the truth that He is proud of you. That's what needs to give our soul rest. Like, He is proud of us. He loves us so much. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. So there's that for you guys. All right, guys. Until next time, continue to rebuild your ruins. And if you guys are watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. You guys, find me on Facebook, on Instagram, on the TikTok, Rebuilding Ruins. I've got all my links for my socials in my description. And I'd love to hear from you guys. Give me some ideas. Should we do like live prayer sessions? Which should we do it so everybody can post like a prayer request and we all come into agreement and pray for each other? Should we do this like a prayer meeting type thing? Because maybe we all, you know, maybe we should all just jump in. If you guys saw my lives, do you guys like the format of that where it's just kind of, you know, organic and you guys are just receiving and just kind of flowing along and coming into agreement with it? I don't know. I'm interested what your guys' thoughts are. I'm so open to all of that. But anyways, you could throw that in the comments. I'd be happy to read that. And yeah, so all right, guys, you take care. God bless and continue to rebuild your ruins.
Building Ruins. Catch me every Tuesday. If this has blessed you, make sure to share. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment on how this episode impacted you or topics you would like to hear on future episodes. Don't forget to subscribe to keep up on all the latest content. Until next time, my fellow builders.